the answer past, penetrating in perfect truth, is seldom met with, even in 100,000 myriad kalpas. Now we can see and hear it, we can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
Amish the Buddha, Amish the Dharma, Amish the Sangha. There's a fruit that grows in the Far East, in the tropics, that some of you, I'm sure, are familiar with, called the durian. I think it can be quite a big fruit. Grows on some kind of tree. And it's got the most god-awful smell. I think it's got the smell of rotting flesh, basically. And I think that's probably to attract maybe fruit bats, maybe something else, something that some carrion eater, so maybe not some, maybe some kind of other kind of bat or some kind of carrion eating animal. There are people who are just crazy about this fruit because of the wonderful taste that it has. If you can get past the smell. Well, the realm we live in, human beings, could well be called the durian realm because it has the most god-awful smell, but it has the most wonderful taste. And the god-awful smell is all the confusion and misery, delusion and suffering. And the wonderful taste is love. And the pure love, the unsullied and unsullyable love that is at the heart of this durian realm is the love of the eternal. People often feel very remote from that love, so we will grasp after any little trace of it that we can find, and we get really frustrated about the fact that we keep losing it, and these traces ultimately are very unsatisfactory. Then we can get very violent and very crazy in our actions and our desperation. When you look at the troubled world around you, just think desperate for love. Desperate for love. And the best way to help that suffering world is to not oneself be desperate for love. If there's a great bonfire burning, well, if you've got a piece of that fire, remove that piece of the fire and it'll reduce it. The only way not to be desperate for love is to turn within and find it where it always is and always was and always will be. Within your own Buddha nature. Then grounding oneself in that enduring love, one can then go about one's daily life doing that which needs to be done and making whatever offering is good to make on a given day, in a given situation. Thus one can live at peace within a world that is not peaceful. And one can be sane within a world that is very crazy. And one can live and die with compassion in one's heart. rather than bitterness and judgment. You can't take the durian and make it into a peach. You can't take the durian realm and make it into a peach realm. It ain't gonna happen. But right within the durian realm, you can find that sweet love that is the reality of all realms. And you can show something of that love to the world around you.